As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, this lesson is lesson 44. And in this lesson, we're moving on from AR verbs. So far, we've learned a number of AR verbs, and we've also looked at daily routine and talked about what we do at certain times in the day. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about making arrangements, in particular, using the verb ir, which means to go, and hacer, which means to do. And we'll also look at some ER verbs as well. I hope you enjoy today's lesson.
Okay, so over the past few weeks, we've been talking about verbs and conjugating verbs in their six forms. We're going to take a verb this week and conjugate it in its six forms of the present tense. And we're going to take the verb cenar, or in Latin America, cenar. So, can you remember, Cara, first of all, what cenar or cenar means?
Does it mean to eat dinner?
Yeah, to dine or to eat dinner. Cenar, linked to the word la cena, meaning dinner. Or in Latin America, la cena and cenar. So let's conjugate cenar in its six forms. So I'll give you the person or the part, and you tell me what the part of the verb is. So to begin with, I dine.
Ceno.
Ceno, okay, ends in an O, like virtually all other I forms of verbs in the present tense. Ceno. What about you dine in the informal version?
Cenas.
Cenas, cenas. And he, she, it, or you polite, dine?
Cena?
Cena. So the verb goes ceno, cenas, cena. And then how would you say we dine?
Cenamos.
Cenamos. Cenamos. And what about you, plural, informal, in Spain, dine?
Cenáis.
Good, cenáis. And finally, they dine, or you, polite, plural, dine.
Cenan.
Cenan, muy bien. And you got your stress all right there. So, ceno, cenas, cena, cenamos, cenáis, cenan.
Ceno, cenas, cena, cenamos, cenáis, cenan.
Okay, now as we're doing this and as we're saying these verbs, I'm making all sorts of strange signs with my hand because every single time I've taught verbs to many, many students, whether on the internet or in real classes, I've always taught them to use their hands to help them remember which part of the verb they're talking about. So we're going to do this together and I'm going to tell you where you've got to point. This perhaps would be better done in as a video podcast, but for the moment we're just doing the audio. So first of all, I'm taking my right hand and my index finger and I'm pointing to me, so ceno.
Ceno.
You have to take our word for it that we're actually pointing to ourselves here. Ceno.
Ceno.
Now I'm going to look Cara straight in the eye here and point to her and I'm going to say cenas.
I'll point to Mark then and say cenas too.
Okay, so it's looking at someone and pointing at them saying, you dine, so cenas.
Cenas.
Now, look at that person, keep looking at the person, but point to someone else. If there's someone else in the room or someone else on the tube, Don't point to someone in the tube, though, and make them feel a little uncomfortable. Just imagine yourself pointing to someone else in the tube and say, Thena, he or she dines.
Thena.
So, moving your hand again to yourself, Thena.
Thena.
Look directly at someone and point straight to them. Thenas.
Thenas.
And now point to someone else. Keep looking at the person that you were looking at, though. Thena.
Thena.
This really would be much easier done on a video podcast. Let's move on anyway. With the we form, this is kind of strange. You're going to bring your other hand in now because you're talking plural. It's not just one person, but it's lots of people. So in this case, I always do almost like the breaststroke when you're swimming. You go out and bring everybody in together, including yourself. So thenamos.
Thenamos.
Okay. And then turn your hands and push away at everyone else now. Thenais.
Thenais.
And then take both thumbs and point outwards. Thenan.
Thenan.
Okay, now, as I say, I think what we will do is put a little video podcast together and put this up on the site so that you can see how we're conjugating these verbs using our hands. Theno, thenas, thena, thenamos, thenais, thenan.
Theno, thenas, thena, thenamos, thenais, thenan.
Now, thenar, or senar, is a regular verb, a verb that forms its patterns very regularly. It's always, you can always trust it, okay? We're going to learn now another verb, and this is a verb that's not regular. It's an irregular verb. That verb is ir, ir. It's spelled I-R, and it means to go.
Ir.
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 Okay, good pronunciation there, Cara. Ir.
Ir.
Now, ir is the infinitive form. It's the part that you would find in the dictionary, and it means to go. But if we want to start working out how you would say I go, you go, he goes, and so on, we need to change it, and we'll need to use irregular forms because it's an irregular verb. In actual fact, the words that we're going to be using are words that you've probably come across already, words that we've learned before, but really as items of vocabulary rather than as irregular verbs. Ir means to go, but to say I go, you say boy.
Boy.
Yeah, so boy and ir don't really sound much like each other. But what you'll see is that once we start conjugating ir, you'll recognise the different parts of the verb as more regular forms. So boy.
Boy.
I go. You go is bas.
Bas.
And he, she, or it goes is ba.
Ba.
Boy, bas, ba.
Boy, bas, ba.
Now, can you guess what we go would be?
Vamos.
Exactly, and vamos is a word that we've heard once or twice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, vamos is we go.
Vamos.
And you'll hear that very often in Spanish in phrases like, vamos a empezar. Let's begin, or are we going to begin? Vamos a empezar.
Vamos a empezar.
Exacto. So if it's vamos for we go, what do you think you go would be, the plural form?
Vais.
Vais, exacto. Vais. And then finally, they go.
Van.
Van, exacto. Now, we've come across van before. Think back to when we were in the cafe and ordering drinks and the waiter came up and asked a group of people, van a tomar algo? Literally, are you going, using the plural polite form, to have something? Van a tomar algo? Are you going to take something? Are you going to have something? So, van is they go and you polite plural go. Let's run through all of that and don't forget your hand signals either. So, boy.
Boy.
Bas.
Bas.
Ba.
Ba.
Vamos.
Vamos.
Vais.
Vais.
Van.
Van.
Boy, bas, ba.
Boy, bas, ba.
Vamos, vais, van.
Vamos, vais, Van.
Okay, so you now can say I go, you go, he goes, she goes, we go, you go, they go. And before we go mad here, let's take another verb and do something similar with it. We're going to take this time, hacer.
Hacer.
Now, hacer is spelt H-A-C-E-R. And if you're in Latin America, you'd be saying hacer.
Hacer.
And again, it's a word that we've come across on a number of occasions, particularly in its conjugated form. For example, ¿qué haces durante el fin de semana? What does that mean?
What do you do at the weekends?
Yeah, during the weekend. What do you do at the weekend? So, hacer means to do, or in some cases it means to make. Hacer, or in Latin America, hacer. Now, when we're going to learn the conjugation of this, it's another irregular verb. So we need to look out for the parts that don't follow the pattern. And with hacer, in fact, there's only one part. And it's the first part. And that's even a pattern in itself. Because very often, with irregular verbs, most of the parts are fairly regular. But then the first part, the I part, can be a little irregular. Now, to say I do, you say hago.
Hago.
Hago is spelt H-A-G-O. Hago.
Hago.
And your Spanish G sound is quite a soft G there. Hago.
Hago.
Muy bien. It's not hago, but hago.
Hago.
Muy bien. So it's I do, hago. But then you do, it's quite regular. You say, haces.
Haces.
And he does or she does, hace.
Hace, like hace sol.
Exactly. So it's hago, haces, hace.
Hago, haces, hace.
Any guesses as to what we do would be?
Hacemos.
Hacemos, muy bien. Hacemos, hacéis.
Hacéis.
Hacen.
Hacen.
So, you plural is hacéis.
Hacéis.
And they do is hacen.
Hacen.
And notice in every single one of them, you've got a silent H. Hago, haces, hace. Hacemos, hacéis. Hacen.
Hago, haces, hace, hacemos, hacéis, hacen.
Muy bien, perfecto. So we've had cenar, which is a regular verb. We've had ir, which is a very irregular verb. We've now looked at hacer, another irregular verb, but in that one there's just one part really that changes. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, at the start of this lesson, I said that we were going to be looking at making arrangements. And we're certainly getting there, but we're going to cover this both in this lesson and the next lesson in some more detail. Let's think about the question, ¿qué hacemos?
¿Qué hacemos?
What does that question mean, Cara?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? What do we do? So, what are we doing, por ejemplo, mañana? ¿Qué hacemos mañana?
¿Qué hacemos mañana?
What does mañana mean?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, it does. It means tomorrow. And it also sometimes means the morning. So la mañana is the morning. If we wanted to say tomorrow morning, we would say mañana por la mañana.
Mañana por la mañana.
So tomorrow in the morning. Mañana por la mañana.
Mañana por la mañana.
Muy bien. Entonces, ¿qué hacemos mañana por la mañana?
¿Qué hacemos mañana por la mañana?
Ok, or it may be, ¿qué hacemos esta noche?
¿Qué hacemos esta noche?
And what would esta noche mean?
Tonight.
Yeah, literally this night, this evening. What are we doing this night, tonight? What are we doing tonight? ¿Qué hacemos esta noche?
¿Qué hacemos esta noche?
How would you say, what are we doing this afternoon?
¿Qué hacemos esta tarde?
Muy bien. You remember that tarde is feminine, so you have to say esta tarde and not este. Okay, so este is the masculine, esta is the feminine. ¿Qué hacemos esta tarde?
¿Qué hacemos esta tarde?
So if someone asks you, what are we doing? You can answer using a present tense we form of the verb. Now, one thing to mention is that probably in English, if you were to say, what are we doing tomorrow? You might answer that by saying, we could go to the cinema, we are going to the cinema, we will go to the cinema, and so on. In Spanish, it's fine to use the present tense. ¿Qué hacemos mañana? Vamos al cine. So you can just use the present tense here. So try that. Vamos al cine.
Vamos al cine.
Okay, so that's using vamos from the verb. Which verb meant to go?
Ir.
Good. Ir. So vamos al cine.
Vamos al cine.
So let's see if we can think up some other examples here. What are we doing tonight? ¿Qué hacemos esta noche? How would you say we're going to a restaurant?
Vamos al restaurante.
Okay. I'm going to be a little picky here because I said we are going to a restaurant and Cara, you said vamos al restaurante, which means literally we are going to the restaurant, suggesting perhaps there's only one restaurant in the place that we are. But if I said we are going to a restaurant, can you translate that exactly as I said that?
Vamos a un restaurante.
Perfecto. Vamos a un restaurante.
Vamos a un restaurante.
If we wanted to be specific, we could say, vamos al restaurante cerca de la iglesia. What would that mean?
We are going to the restaurant close to the church.
Exactly, yeah. Vamos al restaurante que se llama El Dragón.
We are going to the restaurant which is called
El Dragón, the dragon.
Dragon?
Yeah, I don't know where I got that one. Okay, so you get the idea that we need to be specific here. If we're talking about al restaurante, it has to be a specific restaurant. But if it's just vamos a un restaurante, then it's fine. Vamos a un restaurante. What about, ¿qué hacemos esta noche? We are dining together.
Cenamos juntos.
Muy bien. Cenamos, we are dining, and the word for together is juntos. Or, if it's a group of females dining together, you would say, Cara.
Juntas.
Muy bien. Cenamos juntas.
Cenamos juntas.
Or, of course, in Latin America, cenamos juntos or cenamos juntas.
Cenamos juntos.
Okay, just watch your U.
Juntos.
Perfecto. Muy bien. So, in answer to that question, you can use any present tense and use the we form of the present tense. And next time, we're going to be developing this a little more with a conversation all about what we're going to do this evening or tomorrow or to next week or at the weekend. And we'll also add in how to actually make the arrangements. So, what time will we meet at? Where will we meet? And so on. But that's for next time. that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.